Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado. There's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And the driving jam time.
And the Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Comeback pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Now, Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And a pleasant good evening, a happy Thanksgiving Eve. Joe Pott in for Kevin Wheeler again here tonight. Wheel's getting some time off, and I get to keep his seat warm while he does. Hope he had a good day off yesterday and today, and we've got plenty to get into tonight here on Sports Open Line. Glad you're along as well. Abby's back behind the board tonight for us. First things first, as you heard in the newscast there, Sean was telling us about the settlement between the Rams and the city of St. Louis. And if you heard me last night, you know this is not what I wished for. I did not wish for a settlement. I wished for all the drama and everything to come out. I'll get more into that a little bit later. And I know all of the pragmatics out there are saying that this is the best settlement or this is the best outcome because it's a settlement. It's guaranteed. We don't have to worry about appeals, all that good stuff. I still wanted all the drama. So not going to get the drama, obviously, from a settlement and a big chunk of change, and I don't know where it's going to go, and nobody really knows where it's going to go yet. That is yet to be decided. So there's that. Again, I can get back to into that again maybe after 7 o'clock. We're going to take you up to Billikens basketball tonight. 7:15 is the pregame show. 7:30 tip off. They've got Stephen F. Austin there in the championship game of the Cancun Challenge after they beat Illinois State last night. Back and forth game. They only led by one at the half, and then stretched out a couple of times in the second half. I think got it up to double digits a time or two. But they ended up coming away with the win, and so they'll play again tonight for that championship. Other big news of the day, and really it happened last night, a little bit after we were off the air, the Cardinals have reportedly made a signing. I say that because it's not going to be quite finalized yet. Won't be finalized probably till after Thanksgiving. They have signed, they have agreed to a four-year deal worth $44 million for left-handed pitcher Steven Matz, who has pitched with the Mets. He last pitched with the Blue Jays last year, was 14-7 with the Blue Jays last year, a 3.82 ERA. But trending up also, final 11 games, 6-1 with a 2.69 earned run average in those final 11 games. I'm going to dig into this a little bit with Derek Gould on the other side of our first break here. So we'll talk to Derek Gould about the signing. It makes a ton of sense in so many different regards for the Cardinals as far as rotation depth goes. It was really a very comfortable signing financially for the Cardinals. Everything about it made sense. The fact that it's going to happen now before the CBA expires, and we don't know how long it's going to be where there'll be no business and there'll be no signing and all of those things. And so all of those things worked out in the Cardinals' favor. Really funny, by the way, Stephen Cohen, I don't know if you saw this, the owner of the Mets, he was all kinds of fired up. He tweeted today that he was misled and that the agent was untruthful to him about where Stephen Matz was going to sign. And all of those things. And he just went off on Twitter. And then, of course, their agency replied and said that we're not going to air. We're not going to respond on Twitter. They basically responded on Twitter, but said basically, you know, that Steven Matz enjoyed his time. He was a Mets fan, but he looks forward to his time in St. Louis. But it was really interesting to see the owner of the Mets just kind of go off in a tweet. And before I go to break, I want to play this one thing for you. This is about the coolest thing, and I don't think you're not going to lose too much just hearing it in audio. It was video last night, if you missed it. So number one versus number two, Gonzaga and UCLA last night in Las Vegas. Dick Vitale returned to the broadcast. Of course, he has been diagnosed with lymphoma, 84 years old, didn't know if he'd be back on a game. And so here's Dave O'Brien introducing Dick Vitale last night.
Made it out to Las Vegas for a game that I know you had circled for a long, long time. Is just awesome. Great to see you.
Great being here, Dave. I didn't want to cry. I can't believe I'm sitting here. This is really a big thrill for me. I want to thank all you people. Sent me so many great messages. ESPN, Jimmy Pitaro, all my buddies at ESPN. I want to thank certainly my family and all the fans. My, you've been unbelievable.
So you can see how, or you can tell how emotional he was. You know, say what you will about Dick Vitale. The man has done a ton for cancer research. He has given tons of money of his own. He's got his own foundation. Of course, he's a big supporter of the Jimmy V Foundation. You know, and nobody, there's not probably a bigger personality out there supporting and pumping up college basketball. So that was pretty emotional. I thought that was really cool. And he was back to his old self in no time on that broadcast. The game, on the other hand, didn't quite live up to its billing. It was a 20-point win for Gonzaga last night over UCLA. Back into baseball when we come back. Derek Gould from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch joins me, Joe Pott, here on Sports Open Line after this on KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, back in on Sports Open Line, and we are pleased to be joined by the Cardinals beat writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLtoday.com. That is Derek Gould. And before we get into the news of the day, of course, as we have been talking about already, the left-hander reportedly signing with the Cardinals, Steven Matz. But first, Derek, do you get any time? Is there any bit of an offseason for you, or is it just from baseball playing to the hot stove?
Yeah, it usually goes right from the World Series to the GM meetings. Usually there's kind of a, let's say, slow period around Thanksgiving. This year obviously is different because of the expiration of the CBA. So it might ramp up. Well, it certainly ramped up. It might be a little busy here for a little bit, though. You know, the Cardinals have the starter in place that they want. They can maybe wait on some of the other moves that they want to make until they know what the CBA looks like. And then, so unfortunately, I guess we should say, unfortunately, there could be a real, you know, lack of activity here in the near future as the whole industry shuts down at the major league level.
It is some downtime that none of us certainly want in that regard. So, as you mentioned, the Cards get the starter that they want. It was something that you had talked about. The Post's Batch had reported even a couple of weeks ago that Steven Matz might be on the radar. What about this left-hander is something that was, you know, what was attractive to the Cardinals?
How many throws? Strikes when he's right. He had 150 innings last year, which I found funny because, you know, Mozeliak said at the GM meetings they wanted to get somebody who would throw 150 innings. I don't think he was quite literally signing that number. But you know, it speaks to kind of the profile that Matz has and what they were looking for. I mean, just to be candid, I mean, he throws a lot of sinkers. They wanted to find a guy, if possible, who would throw a lot of sinkers. He's left-handed. They wanted to add a left-handed pitcher to their rotation. You know, they just recently had Gungyung Kim there, but he was the first guy in 5 years to first lefty in 5 years to make 20 starts for them. And they haven't had a lefty make consecutive seasons of 20 starts since Jaime Garcia. So it's been a while. And they wanted to get a guy who, you know, a starter who has a kind of veteran feel and a trust and comfort in pitching in front of and utilizing the best defense in baseball. And Matz, along with his former teammate Marcus Stroman, a few other pitchers, most notably those two and then Alex Wood, really stand out with their use of their sinkers and their ground ball rate. Matz hasn't had the above 50% ground ball rate that, like, say, a Marcus Stroman or a Alex Wood has, but he's close. And you could see how in the second half of last season, or second 2 months of last season, you know, his use of the sinker became more effective. His use of the slider became more judicious. He just kind of seemed to pitch more like with more confidence, like things clicked with him. And credit should go to Toronto for that. And the challenge should go to the Cardinals and their pitching staff to know how to utilize that.
Yeah, you had it in your piece earlier today. Final 11 starts, 6-1 with a 2.69 ERA, 52 strikeouts and 60 plus innings. So obviously, good numbers and trending in the right direction. How much does the success of like an Adam Wainwright, a Jay Happ, a John Lester, those guys, those veteran guys that they have had success on the Cardinals roster? How much does that play into getting a guy like Steven Matz?
You know what? I don't know. I don't think it played into the recruitment of him. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
I don't think he said, hey, I saw what Happ did. I saw what Lester did. And, man, I want to do that, because he doesn't throw like those guys do. I mean, he has a little bit more horsepower, slightly more than Happ, significantly more than Lester, to be candid. And a different kind of, you know, repertoire. Lester is going to come at you with the cutter. Happ is going to come at you with a little bit different stuff. All those things. That more informs the Cardinals' decision, because they're like, this is what we got, this is how good we got. And if you could get an upgrade over those two, a guy who's younger, throws harder, maybe has better stuff at this point in his career, certainly could unlock better stuff, then that is sort of the direction this went.
That's where I was going, kind of what, having those guys have the success make someone like that more attractive to go after.
Yes, correct. Yeah, I think that's well put. I don't know about the appeal of that, because I'm sure the fourth year and the chance to throw to Molina and the culture and the defense, those are all selling points for Matt, who picked the Cardinals over the Mets, as we all now know.
Much to the chagrin of
the consternation of the billionaire. What a treat that was. I'm sure that's a real good thing for agents to see an owner do.
Now they'll
have to take that bit of knowledge into every conversation they have with him now. But I think as far as the Cardinals informed their decision, I mean, look, they set out right about midseason of last year, midseason of this year, saying, okay, need to find guys who can throw strikes, got to get away from these walks, got to take advantage of this defense. If you can find a sinker, all the better. They went and got TJ McFarland. They went and got Luis Garcia. Both guys throw sinkers at varying degrees of velocity, one from the left, one from the right. Garcia really had a heavy, heavy sink that they were able to unlock and have him throw more and find a pitcher that, and shift his delivery just a little bit and, find a pitcher that the Yankees had right under their nose and just didn't use same way. And then they go and get Lester and they get Happ, and, they really settle on a recipe that they took into this offseason and said, well, we got money. Cardinals felt they had money. They do have money. They still have some money to spend. And they said, how do we utilize that and maybe amplify that and go one degree further now that you have the choice of it? And they had some options out there, of which Matt's was probably – I mean, Matt's really, to me, in talking with folks around the Cardinals and coming out of the GM meetings, just seemed like to be in that top three, top four, probably top three of starters that they were looking at.
And not an uncomfortable deal by any means. 4 years, $44 million, a signing bonus, some performance bonuses as well. So nothing out of the comfort range.
No. I mean, nothing that limits them in the years ahead.
Sure.
I mean, he'll be around the third highest paid pitcher on the staff. A straight substitution for not picking up Carlos Martinez's option, to be candid. So straight up. And so the question is, would you rather have Steven Matz or would you rather have Carlos Martinez? And, the price point was right for them. And it takes him into his mid-30s, so you really should be getting him at his peak if, there's encouragement of his health and what he can bring, and maybe there's better understanding of the breakthrough of what he had in Toronto.
And now, at least as we look at it sitting here on November 24th, you have that rotation depth. You have that pitching depth that the Cardinals have been questioned for not having the last couple of years.
Yeah, although I was scolded last year for asking about that, and I'll never forget that. It was just like their confidence in what they had and what they were telling, like, Jake Odorizzi, who was available, just fascinating to me because it was, they had upside. There's no doubt about it. They had names. They had quantity, but they didn't have certainty. They didn't have that real strength of certainty to rely on that a rotation needs. And then, one injury, a couple other things go awry, and all of a sudden July just craters on them. And they went from first place to in such an innings crisis that it looked like they might be dealing with their first losing season in a while. And they really had to scramble and maybe even scrambled a little. Well, they scrambled too late to win the division, almost scrambled too late to have it to be in the close season. But they had to scramble to make that up. Matt brings a bit more certainty than they have. Now they're not thrusting Hicks and Reyes and, Woodford, who pitched well, into that fifth spot. Now they're not counting on an aggregate of young pitchers coming in and handling innings. Now they can look at, now they're not banking on Flaherty and Hudson to suddenly see this huge rise in innings. They can see more of a group of starters that they can count on that, with certainty, rolls, 6, 7, 8 deep.
I said last year, even at the trade deadline, when they got Happ, when they got Lester, that maybe the biggest winners were going to be someone like a Johan Oviedo and a Jake Woodford. We saw what it did for Jake Woodford when he went down and he came back up. Oviedo got to go down and just focus on development and what he needs to do. It did so much. That was certainly not taken into account or what Lester and Happ were going to provide at the big league level and help fuel that run in September. But that is what was so important, I thought, is that those guys got to go down and develop as they should.
Yeah, I mean, Woodford, I'm glad. I mean, you put that so well. Woodford came back a different pitcher and now is done with AAA. He has that look of, he probably use that phrase most with hitters, kind of like Lars Nootbaar. Like, what else does he have to prove, right, after his Arizona Fall League and everything? A disappointing spring from him, and maybe the answer is, well, he's got to prove he can, have an encore. But Woodford just seems like he's ready for the majors. He pitched so well there down the stretch. But plus, he could be very valuable in a swing role, where you get a multiple innings out of him, especially as, the industry moves away from 2020 and the shortened season. But innings are still going to be very valuable in the coming year. And pitching depth is still going to be tested in a lot of places because, there weren't that many pitchers. The Cardinals only had two guys throw more than 100 innings, and one of them is not coming back. That's Kim.
Right.
Having Matt's coming off 150 inning season with the hope that that could rise to, 175 inning, 180 inning season if things go well. And then you're not relying on, another 200 inning from Wainwright, but you can count on, say, the 150, 160 from Flaherty. That's a big deal. And then you have Hicks and Reyes sorting their roles out, and Woodford as a guy who could be a sixth starter, so that they can, as they say, respect the off day and substitute him in every so often. There's some real versatility, some real interesting moves there. And, new manager Oliver Marmol seems ready and creative and willing to do it.
Love it. And, Derek, before I let you go, as we get close, as we mentioned, to the CBA expiring, and nobody knows, of course, what's going to come next as far as length of time, how long a shutdown might last. Do you expect anything from the Cardinals even still before we get to that point?
Well, they'll have the Mets deal finalized.
Right, right.
So, that is important. That is part of this timing, right?
Yep,
like, you don't want to have an agreement and then have
that stretch
and have
over.
It crammed into limbo because of the freeze that won't allow them to do a physical. So they're going to get this done over the weekend, it sounds like. No, I mean, that's the idea, is to have it done over the weekend after the holiday. They do have some lingering conversations that they've had at the same time, ongoing with right-handed relievers. That pool of players is deeper. That pool of players tends to get antsier closer to spring training with a high price asked right now. There are a couple that maybe would like to bounce back, or that maybe the Cardinals would like to utilize, the same kind of thing, like the sinker strike thrower kind of move there. So if they could do that at the right price, but they can be a bit choosy there and see what happens when if they don't get it done when the lockout ends, and there might be a grand prix of free agency to sign quickly, what kind of advantage they could take to get a right-hander of their wishes.
Derek, I appreciate you doing this today. It came on short notice, and I appreciate you being willing to jump in and talk for a little bit. I wish you and the family a great Thanksgiving. Have a good weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk down the line.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you and to all the listeners out there. Have a great holiday weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving.
There you go. There's Derek Gould from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. More to come on Sports Open Line on KMOX. Joe Pott back in on Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night, the Thanksgiving Eve, or whatever other creative name you have for this evening. Glad you're spending a little time with us. If you know, my full-time gig has me over at SIU Edwardsville as a broadcaster there and communications guy there at SIUE. Spent a lot of time with the basketball team, of course, right now. They have a special basketball player in Rayshon Taylor. And maybe you know about Rayshon Taylor because he is the all-time leading scorer at Collinsville High School. He was a St. Louis Post-Dispatch All-Metro player his senior year. He had a 53-point game as a senior at Collinsville against Trinity here in a Christmas tournament in St. Louis back in his senior year. And now he's playing his first year in college basketball, in Division I basketball. He missed last season with an injury, so he has debuted this year as his redshirt freshman season, and he is off to a fantastic start. He leads the team in scoring. He is fourth in the Ohio Valley Conference in scoring, leads the team in minutes, so he's out there a lot at a tough position of point guard and doing it all as a freshman in his first year of Division I basketball. It's not often I get to cross both of my two jobs, but I've done so this time, and I had a chance to visit with Rayshon Taylor, so I want to share my visit with Rayshon Taylor. Ray, first thing, go all the way back, what kind of made you decide to stay close to home and come to SIUE?
Coach Baroni and his staff really lured me in, and it was a family environment for me, and of course it's close to home, so originally that wasn't the plan, was to stay home, but I don't know, that's what God wanted me to do, so I'm here.
It is interesting because I know a lot of players don't like to stay home. You know, part of that growing up and getting to college is getting away from home. Why the difference for you?
My mom and Coach Baroni talked, and they felt like, well, Coach Baroni convinced my mom that if I stay home, it would actually help me grow up more and try to live up to other expectations. So that's what it really was.
Do you enjoy playing in front of family and friends? Because I know you got a lot of them in the stands.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely love playing in front of my family and friends, and the people that supported me back when I was at Collinsville. Yeah, it's really fun.
So you come here, get hurt almost right off the bat, August, before your true freshman season. You end up sitting the whole year. What was that like, and were you able to take anything from that freshman year sitting on the bench and kind of seeing things from a different side?
Yeah, it was definitely hard being out because, of course, everybody wants to play. But, you know, you got to look at the bright side. I got to watch a lot of basketball, learn from the coaches, learn all the plays, and be able to actually see the speed of the game, see spots that I feel like I could help when I get back. And things like that. So, yeah, I just try to look at it from a different perspective.
How important was it that you were able to be on the bench and in the huddles and around these guys all the time?
It is very important because even when I came back, obviously I was still part of the team. So it's like I never had to really try to learn how to be a part of the team again. Like I was already a part of the team. So it really helped. Everybody, like, you know, listened to me, I listened to them. We already was family.
And it was a tough year anyway, right? With COVID, with everything being different, that's probably not the worst thing is sitting out that kind of year, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it was ever a year to be injured, then that probably was the best year, obviously, but I still didn't want to be hurt. But, you know, if you look at the bright side, that's one thing.
So you come back this year, and things are getting back to normal, and fans are getting back in the stand. I remember the Cougar Madness and that first time you got introduced to the crowd here in Edwardsville. There was a pretty big roar.
Yeah, all my family and friends was there. Actually, my family was right where I came from, like where I entered from. So they was right there. Yeah, it definitely was fun. And then, yeah, with the fans coming back and everything, I mean, my first game was at Marquette. So, you know, it was a very hostile environment over there. It was very fun, you know, with the crowds and everything.
Now, I know that it has not, that the transition from high school to college is not necessarily easy, but I'm going to tell you from my seat, you've made it look easy. What's it been like now that you've been on the floor and getting into the game? You mentioned the speed. What about adjusting to that speed in game speed?
I like speed. That's part of my game. So it's like I just fit right in, honestly. So it's not like, I mean, I got to watch last year. So I got to learn before I played, but I mean, just getting back out there, the speed, that's part of my game. So it only helps me.
You've been in double digits, I think, all six games that you've played here so far at SIUE. Again, like I said, I know it's not necessarily easy, but you know, what's it coming from? What's the success coming from this early?
Recently I've been shooting pretty well. The first couple of games I was getting to the free throw line. So, you know, just putting up these high amount of shots a day, and it's working in the games.
You get honored right off the bat, the OVC Freshman of the Week, your very first week. After that week at Marquette and at Chicago State, that's got to be vindicating to come out there and first week get a nod like that.
Yeah, obviously I wish we would have got all of the wins, but because Ronnie told me I should embrace that and be happy about it regardless.
Visiting with Rayshon Taylor, freshman guard here at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. And so we get to Youngstown State, a three-game tournament. That second game was off the charts for you personally. 24 points to tie your career high, 6 3-pointers, but the biggest three-pointer coming as time expired. You hit that buzzer beater. What's going through your head, not just as you take the shot, but you've got the timeout beforehand. You guys force a huge turnover right there in the last seconds. What are the thoughts like there?
So when we first forced the turnover, the clock went to about 0.8. But I knew it was more time, but I thought it would have been around like 1.3, something like that. So we had drew up a play. I think it was for Shamar, actually. But once they changed the clock to 2 seconds, I was like, oh, yeah. Now I seen Coach change the play. I knew it was coming to me. I looked at Dez, you know, Desmond Polk. I looked at him. I said, if it come to me, we going home. We going to win the game. And then the play happened. I came up top. Court threw a pass. I let it bounce. Picked it up. One dribble, pull up. And as soon as I let it go, I knew it was good. It just felt good, you know, for the whole team. And getting a win like that, especially it was a comeback win too, so it was like the icing on top.
It was.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Capped off, I think you were down 8 at halftime, something like that. You've got all your guys chasing after you down the floor. Then later that night, it's number 9 on SportsCenter's Top 10. Who told you about that? Who told you that you were on ESPN?
Three people. four, actually. I got my mom, my stepdad, you told me, and Jake. Everybody texted me that morning and let me know.
How cool is that to be turning on SportsCenter, or just to, like I said, like have mom call you, have people call you and tell you they saw you on SportsCenter?
It was crazy. It was fun for sure. Got a lot of texts and things like that, so it was great to see.
You've started this season, this team has started this season with a bunch of road games, and obviously that's tough basketball-wise, but that can help a team grow, can't it, when you get close, get together on the road?
Yeah, it definitely can. We're definitely getting closer as a team. Right now we've played in spurts. We play great basketball, but we just got to play a full, complete game, and then we'll be all right. Every game we've had a lead pretty much except this past game, but every other game we had a lead and lost it. So if we could continue to keep these leads, we'll be all right.
You're going to get another chance to see a Big East team this weekend, another big venue, probably another big crowd. That's the fun part, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fun. It's definitely going to be a hostile crowd. We're going to have to communicate, and I'm going to try to get one, for sure.
Do you talk about, you know, hey, what would it be like going on the road and getting a big upset like that? Because quite honestly, you're right in that game against Marquette to start the season.
Yeah, you definitely think about it. I mean, we come in there, we planning to win. Like, we plan to win. That's what we plan to do. So hopefully it goes like that.
Goals or anything specific you personally are looking for or you are looking to do for this team this year as we move into Ohio Valley Conference play coming up in December?
Well, first, I want to win. I mean, I want to win every game, obviously, but I want to win the tournament and make it to the NCAA tournament and also Freshman of the Year.
Have you thought about what that might be like as the first class, the first group to get this university to the Division I NCAA tournament?
I definitely thought about it, and it would be a great feat if we were able to do it.
I mean, that's something that a lot of people don't get a chance to experience, right? Being the first, being the trailblazers there, I think that probably would be special.
Yeah, and I really want to do it. I really do.
And for you, doing it essentially, you know, close to home, the closest Division I university to your hometown, what are we, 15 miles down the road?
Yeah, it's literally like 10 minutes away. So, yeah, it definitely would be crazy. Had a whole community around us. That would be nice.
Rayshon, I've appreciated the visit. I have thoroughly enjoyed calling the first six games of your career, and I can't wait to do more.
Appreciate it.
There you go. That's Rayshon Taylor from Collinsville, Illinois, out of SIUE, a freshman guard on the men's basketball team there. SIUE will go to Creighton to take on the Blue Jays on Saturday in Omaha, Nebraska. More to come here on KMOX. We're going to wrap things up here in the 7 o'clock hour and then get you set for said 7 o'clock hour. The Billikens will be up midway through that hour. I'm Joe Pott. More to come after this on KMOX. Joe Pott back in on Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night, wrapping things up here in the 6 o'clock hour, and we'll have a little bit of time in the 7 o'clock hour as we get you kind of warmed up for Billikens basketball. They've got Stephen F. Austin. They're in the championship game of the Cancun Challenge. It's an interesting setup. It's actually a setup similar to a lot of tournaments, but what you do is you end up playing two games on campus. I think it's probably how it's set up, is two games on campus sites, and then you go to wherever the sort of prized destination is. In this case, it's Cancun, obviously, and you play the other teams. And it's sort of split into divisions. So SLU would be in the upper division, and I don't know if it's they are termed the Mayan and the Riviera divisions. And I know this because I did get to go there a couple of years back. It's been a lot of years back with SIUE. And I saw it last night just watching the Billikens game. So that is how that works. So Mercer, when they played Mercer here at home, that, for example, was part of the tournament but was not played in Cancun. Obviously was played in St. Louis. And it looks like they only do one now is what they were doing. So they played Mercer, and then they go to Cancun and they play Illinois State and obviously Stephen F. Austin. And then Mercer, for example, would play a couple of road games or a road game and then go to Cancun and play in the other division. And that's what SIUE did. In fact, when SIUE was in the tournament, they played Illinois State. So we played a road game at Illinois State and at the University of Illinois and then went down to Cancun and played a couple of games down there as well. That's what they're doing. That is what is happening tonight. 7:30 is the scheduled tip time. 7:15 is the pregame show with Rammer and Earl Austin. I'm going to get into a little bit more on Steven Matz in the 7 o'clock hour and less about Steven Matz, maybe, I think more accurately, more about the Cardinals rotation and the Cardinals depth. And we'll look at a little bit of maybe what we think it's going to look like or what we think the pitching staff is going to shake out to look like and why it's such a good signing for the Cardinals. And obviously Derek Gould got into much of that as well. But we'll touch on some of those things as well. As promised, I'll talk just a little bit about the Rams and the settlement with the city of St. Louis. If you did not see it, they did settle the lawsuit that was brought against the Rams by the city of St. Louis and the county of St. Louis and the St. Louis Regional Sports Commission or Visitors Commission, whichever it is. And they settled for $790 million. There is no talk. There wasn't apparently ever any serious talk of an expansion team in St. Louis. And so that's that. That's the end of it. And so we can touch on that a little bit in the 7 o'clock hour, because really all we're going to do is just kind of get you up to time for the Billikens tip-off there in Cancun. So we'll do all that. The Blues are underway right now. They are in Detroit. There is no score right now, so they're already doing better than they were against the Vegas Golden Knights the other night. Of course, they gave up two early goals but then scored a bunch in a hurry. So they're underway. Braden Schenn back in the lineup tonight for the Blues, although After that was announced, James Neal was announced as being out. He re-aggravated an injury, so he's going to miss this one. But the Blues are underway. We'll touch on that if we need to. We'll give you an update. We'll touch on the Rams, and we'll touch more on the Cardinals' rotation when we come back in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Joe Pott. Sports Open Line continues after this on KMOX. Back in on Sports Open Line, Joe Pott with you tonight in for Kevin Wheeler, who is enjoying some much-deserved time away, and hopefully he is enjoying that and relaxing somewhat. Back to the Rams. I said I would touch on the Rams and the settlement with the city of St. Louis. If you heard last night, I said, and I mentioned at the top of the show, I wanted the drama. I wanted all of the drama. I wanted all of the dirt to come out. I wanted us to know all of the bad things that the NFL did or that we believe the NFL did. I wanted it all to come true, but it's not going to. And as I also said, I do understand the pragmatic folks out there reminding everyone that this $790 million is not subject to appeal by the Rams, which would then drag it out and then perhaps could be, you know, if whatever the settlement was could be lessened. Now, again, I mentioned this, that there was never really, what they're saying is there was never, ever a chance that part of the settlement was going to be an expansion team, which seemed odd in and of itself because obviously the league can't just place an expansion team. They've got to have an owner. They've got to have a stadium to play and all of that good stuff. But what then a lot of people have said is that, yes, it really was possible because it could have come, only could have come, after a decision were made in the favor of St. Louis, damages awarded, and that's where they could have had some room to negotiate. So whatever those damages were that could have been awarded to the city of St. Louis, then that's where they could have negotiated those damages down in favor of or instead of those damages, an expansion team. That's what some people have said. But I've seen several tweets and reports that said that the expansion team was just never really part of it at all, wasn't going to happen. And a lot of people were fairly certain this one was not going to trial, and they were all correct. By the way, did you catch that 35% of the settlement goes to the lawyers? That's $276.5 million for 4 years of work. My goodness, I am definitely in the wrong business, clearly. All right, so back to the Cardinals. We talked to Derek Gould. We talked about the rotation depth that a Steven Matz can provide this organization that has been hurt last year by injuries, right, on this pitching staff. Of course, the big one being Jack Flaherty, but you had Miles Michaelis who did not make his recovery and return as expected. You had then Carlos Martinez go down. You had Kwon Hyung Kim even was hampered several times on the injured list over the year. So now you've got someone to sort of give you that backup. So if you consider that your rotation then is Waino, Matz, Flaherty, Hudson, Michaelis, whatever order you care to go in, those five, then you've got the two possible secondaries, right, in Alex Reyes and Jordan Hicks, who both they've talked about building both of those up to be a starter. And then you have the two that I talked about with Derek Gould, Jake Woodford and Johan Oviedo, that provide you sort of even a second level of depth. So I was looking at some of the projections on baseballreference.com, just kind of what they're projecting for innings pitched. And for Matz, they project 142. Again, he was right at 150 last year, so you figure that could probably be a little bit better. Waino at 181, I think that's right on. Probably Flaherty, I thought, was low. They project him at 108 innings. Keep in mind his fully healthy years, 2018, he had 150 in 28 starts. 2019, he was at 196 in 33 starts, so that's probably a low number. Hudson only projected for 72. I think that's probably a low number. His healthy year, 2019, 32 starts, 174 innings that year for him. And Miles Michaelis, I think, is super low because even if it's not a full year, they project him for 82 innings. That's what Baseball Reference has him for. And he had 200 in 2018. He had 184 in 2019. Both of those years, 32 starts. And then if you look at Reyes and Hicks, both of them are projected. Well, Reyes is projected to be around 70, a little less than 70 innings, which is where he was last year. Hicks is only projected for 30 innings. He had 77 innings in 73 games in 2018, his full healthy year. Woodford projected for 73. Oviedo was actually maybe a little high, 96. So if I guess if he's in the rotation or he makes some spot starts, that could be good. Either way, the signing is a good one. I think that it was right on. Some of the numbers that Derek Gould also had in his piece today at stltoday.com is he's a sinker baller. He throws a lot of ground balls. He had a 46%, a little less than 46% ground ball rate in 2021 and a 48% ground ball rate for his career. So just under half for his career. And we know what the defense and what the gloves can do behind him, and that is going to play well in St. Louis. You don't think that played into its decision? He mentioned Yadier Molina behind the plate. You don't think that defense that's playing behind him weighed into his decision to come here? Also, it's, as it has been noted, he's 5 hours from home because he's a Nashville guy, right? So he is close to home, playing in front of probably a lot of family and friends, and playing in front of the best defense in baseball. So excited. I'm excited to see him in a Cardinals uniform, and I think he adds a great deal to this Cardinals rotation. Billikens are coming up next. They are in Cancun to try to win a tournament against Stephen F. Austin. My thanks to Abby behind the board tonight. Everybody have a happy, safe, healthy Thanksgiving. I'm Joe Pott. Keep it locked right here on your home for Billikens basketball, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.